The devastating war suddenly ends. On April 9, General Lee surrendered at the Appomattox Courthouse in Virginia. The war was virtually over. There were still some activities to be quelled farther south and to the west, which ran into May. But on April 11, 2 days after Lee's surrender, editor Smith of the Review and Herald, recognizing the visible answer to prayer, wrote cautiously of the prospects of peace. While the loyal North is rejoicing in the downfall of Richmond, the signal successes of the Union arms, and the apparent nearness of the complete overthrow of the rebellion, and the consequent peace, none have more reason to rejoice than the commandment-keeping people of God, and none can rejoice more understandingly than they. They see in the prospect not only the immediate effects that others see, the cessation of slaughter and bloodshed, but they see in it a fulfillment of prophecy, an answer to prayer, a bright token that the great Shepherd of Israel is going before his flock. We therefore thank God for the visible manifestation of his hand in our national affairs. Ibid, April 11, 1865. A week later, Smith referred to the wide acclaim of God's providential hand in the affairs of the nation. It is right and appropriate that God should be recognized in the national gratitude, for he it is who has given the victory. But to see so general an acknowledgement from the official under his seal of authority, to the humblest citizen, is more than could have been expected. Ibid, April 18, 1865. He cited several supporting exhibits, among them the Chicago Tribune. It closed its announcement of Grant's victory with the exclamation, "Glory to God!" A prominent speaker in Detroit declared, "This is a day of delirious joy, and we do well to be glad. Richmond and Petersburg are ours, and Lee has surrendered." How the heart leaps at the announcement, and with what grateful aspirations to God, who with us and on our side has at last guided our gallant host to the victory. Ibid. The recognition of God's providence and the speedy closing of the war was quite generally accepted. The readers of the Review were treated to a significant item in the American Missionary for April, calling attention to the strong religious element in the rejoicing over our victories. The ascription of our great successes to God was all but universal. In the high places of the land and on the busiest marts of trade, as well as in churches and around the domestic altars of Christian families, the same pious recognition was manifest. The brilliant transparency on the Capitol at Washington, "It is the Lord's doing and it is marvelous in our eyes," and the uncovered multitude in Wall Street joining reverently in prayer and singing the Christian doxology were rare but representative facts. Ibid, June 6, 1865. And what was the significance of a recent act of Congress that directed that all new dies made at the United States Mint were to bear the motto, "In God We Trust"? The favorable trend led James White to appeal to the church. The holding of the winds, in the suppression of the rebellion, outstripping even our faith in the suddenness of its execution, is opening a wide door before us. Let the thousands of Sabbath keepers whose prayer ascended 2 months since for the speedy accomplishment of this work, now so signally answered, again ascend that the great captain of the Lord's host will meet with his people. Ibid, May 9, 1865.